how long, and not necessarily in terms of days, but how long is this offseason?
Longer than obviously we expected, and I mean it is what it is now. So I think it was good for a lot of guys to come in and be as prepared as possible physically for camp that started today with the fitness testing. So it sucks. Obviously, a tough feeling for a lot of us that had aspirations of much bigger things this summer, but a time to reflect on. What needs to be corrected coming into this season, and really a time, like I said, for everyone to get stronger, get that fire back with a long off season. And I think for the most part, guys are genuinely excited to get things going here and come into camp with a different perspective and a new attitude.
I feel like you guys will feed off of that disappointment the way it ended last season.
Well, I mean, that's the hope. I mean, obviously no one is satisfied with the way things ended. So, but in saying that, guys are just as excited as ever to get things going. I mean, this is our livelihood. So we want to come out and show that with the disappointment comes an opportunity to have a longer summer, to spend time with friends and family, to spend time to improve your game physically, mentally, to have a little break. I mean, we could sit there and pout in the corner, but it's not going to change the fact of anything that happened last year. So I'm hoping guys come in with that extra motivation and a little chip on their shoulder, because I know I will for sure.
How many times over the summer did you find your thoughts going back to what happened in April?
Quite honestly, not a lot. I think we dealt with that. It was just a very disappointing time. I mean, it was frustrating with how things ended so abruptly. Obviously, no one saw that coming, us included. But like I said, you can't change the past. You can just change our mindsets coming into this year. You can change the approach that guys have had. You can change the way you train, change the way you prepare for a season. And ultimately, you know, we have to come into this camp and not necessarily think so far ahead, which I think might be the biggest mistake that guys can make, is to say, let's just get right back to the playoffs and we'll do it better this time. It's too tough of a leap to think that way. We have to come in and identify the areas that needed to improve. I think that starts today. It starts, you know, with our coaching staff having the summer that they had and the players having the summer that they've had to reflect and just keep moving forward.
You mentioned reflecting the summer on things you want to correct. And just in general purposes, where are some areas you think you guys want to, you know, it's not just one thing. But
yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's day one today and we've already, you know, had some meetings where we have some troubled areas for our group as a team. I mean, I think we've taken the most minor penalties in the league last year in the last 3-year trend. So that was brought up today. That's an area that needs to improve. I mean, that bit us a bit in the playoffs as well. And you know, our group is known as kind of a high flying, you know, high octane offensive team, which is great. It's entertaining hockey, but come playoff time, it's a different animal. We realize that. We found ways to have success in the playoffs by playing a more disciplined, not so much defensive-minded game, but a more responsible game. So that's going to be an area that we need to improve on. You know, we have the best goalie in the world, we think, and we want to make his job a little easier. So we'll start with that. But it's just, again, like I said, with this long summer, guys are going to be given an opportunity to get better, and not only physically, but you know, their play on the ice, and that's what we expect here.
How hard is it when your instincts and your identity is to push the pace and the puck possession and try to get it in go, and the things you've been successful, no question, over the years with that, to make that kind of a switch?
Yeah, I mean, it's just smarter decision making, I think. You know, you can tone down some areas and improve in others and still be successful. So last year was a very successful year in terms of wins in the regular season, in terms of a lot of individuals having tremendous years and being recognized for that. But it's great and deserving for sure. But the goal here is to win a championship. So But in saying that, like I just mentioned, you can't get ahead of yourself. It's too hard a league to do that. So we need to, if anything, take a step back and realize the opportunity that we have with the amount of talent that we have on this team, and just the opportunity, you know, that we have every day to play in this league. It really is, you know, the toughest trophy to win, I think, in all of sport. So we need to realize how tough that is and not just expect it.
We have a key player not here in Braden, still going through a contract situation. How hard is his absence, and is there a point where you just make sure it's not a distraction to the rest of you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't replace a guy like Pointer. So we're still really early. There's still a lot of time before the season. This summer's obviously very different than a lot in the past, with the amount of restricted free agents that are still unsigned. You know, us as players can't really do anything about it. You know, Pointer's a huge part of our team. You know, me personally, I can't speak for anyone else. We expect, you know, something to get done. But, you know, we support, you know, both sides on that one. Obviously, Pointer's a great friend and teammate. We want him to do what he has to do. But at the same time, we have to worry about ourselves and the guys that are here at camp right now. So, you know, whether he's here tomorrow or a couple weeks later or however long it takes, the focus is on the guys that are here. And it hasn't been a distraction in the past when there's been similar situations to this. And we're a pretty tight group and laid back in terms of not letting that stuff really bug us.
One more, and then we'll do another guy.
You mentioned rooting for both sides in that. You talked about having team-first culture since Eisner has been here, as far as on the ice and also contract purposes. From your personal experience, how did you balance the wanting to get the best deal for yourself and maybe your peers as far as the market, and also having the team, keeping the team together?
Well, that's an individual decision.
Yeah.
So again, from my point of view, I mean, for me, I've never, you know, been in that situation where, you know, you're not at camp. So I can't really discuss that. For us, it's something, like I said, I think we all expect as players that something's going to get done. We have a great management and ownership group. And we got a great player in Pointer, and I think, you know, as far as I know, both sides, you know, really want to get something done. So it's not an issue where you have a player that's extremely angry at his role or the season that just happened. I mean, Pointer is a tremendous player, a top guy in the league, and, you know, we're looking forward to getting him back here. So whether, like I said, it's sooner, hopefully a lot sooner than later, but I think we all think deep down that eventually it's going to get done.
All right, guys. Pat Maroon.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.